Venezuela's jailed opposition leader Leopoldo López has been granted home detention due to health problems after more than 3 years in prison. López was jailed in 2014 for his role in leading months of anti-government protests against socialist President Nicolas Maduro. López has vowed to fight for his people and democracy. The release of the opposition leader Leopoldo López has been a welcome surprise for the Venezuelan people. However, he is still under house arrest. The decision has been taken by the Supreme Court due to López's increased health concerns. The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, made declarations saying he accepts the decision and that he hopes López's release from jail will serve as a symbol of reconciliation. Leopoldo López is the leader of Voluntad Popular, or Popular Will, a young political party but also a socially conservative and economically neoliberal party. He is one of the main figures of the opposition to the Maduro's government, and his 3 years in jail has increased his popularity. Even if López releases a sign of hope for many Venezuelans, Dr. Luis Engosto Fernandez, a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney, says that López cannot be considered as a good symbol for the Chavistas, who are pro-Maduro, the current ruling power.
He certainly has ascendancy and really plays as a leader for a part of the opposition, particularly a rather radicalized part of the opposition, but cannot really be considered to be really the spokesman for the opposition as a whole. And certainly those who support the Chavista government, or even those who do not support the government but consider themselves Chavistas, do not have much sympathy for this figure, who they identify with basically a radical part of the opposition.
Cassandra Toscano, an Australian who was teaching English in Venezuela and just recently returned, says currently life for many Venezuelans has been complicated by the Maduro government.
There is a government that is responsible for terrible inflation, which means that the quality of life for most Venezuelan people is extremely difficult. It is complicated in terms of getting basic commodities, basic food items, medicine, things like that.
She also explains what Leopoldo López represents for many Venezuelans.
The fact that he has been able to survive prison under such horrible conditions, I think definitely is giving people some sign that we're coming to the end.
Carlos Eduardo Morreo, a lecturer and researcher at the Australian National University, says there are many reasons why López was released. It may be some kind of political negotiations between the government and opposition, but he also says he could be a strategy by the government in preparation for a referendum Maduro has pledged to hold on a new constitution at the end of the month.
It may also serve to kind of divide the opposition. The opposition has had some very sort of clear demands, kind of release of all political prisoners, early elections, and then, of course, you know, by being on the streets and protesting, kind of further delegitimizing the government.
Despite this, the Venezuelan opposition party has also organized a popular referendum due to be held next Sunday, in which Venezuelans will be able to express their views on the current government, and citizens will be asked about the impending Maduro referendum on the constitution and the role of armed forces in the country. Luis Angosto Fernandez says the consultation is politically motivated before the early election on July 30th.
Their goals basically are to have a political statement, in short, before the Constituent Assembly started in the end of this month, on the 30th of July, with the voting of Venezuelan citizens for candidates to that Constituent Assembly.
A protest rally has been called for next Sunday, which marks 100 days of protests against the socialist government. However, Cassandra Toscano doesn't think that the rally will have much influence on Maduro's government that continues to take decisions to legitimize its action.
The government is basically trying to rewrite the constitution to make anything they do legal, and anything that they do, you know, is protected, when really it should be the opposite of that. They should be paying closer attention to what people want. So I would love to think that we are going to see positive results, and I'm sure there will be millions of people on the streets. To be honest, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Carlos Eduardo Morreo says the future of Venezuela stays uncertain. He wants to see how the referendum led by the opposition next Sunday and the Constitutional Assembly vote at the end of the month will play out.
Things are certainly complicated, and we have two big political events happening in the very near future. And then, of course, the economic crisis continues, you know, and Venezuelans are still kind of living a very difficult, a very precarious day-to-day. I don't see things changing in the near future, but we'll have to see how these two big political events play out.
Carlos Eduardo Moreo, ending that report.